Body Wisdom by Allegra Lowenstein. This is the Body Wisdom audio exploration to heal and listen to your body's intuition. What is body wisdom? Body wisdom is a very simple concept. It's the idea that our bodies have information that isn't available to us strictly through our minds. It is also the ability to know your own body, be the expert of your own body, and perhaps most importantly, love and trust your own body. We have all heard the phrase, listen to your body, but it's not always easy to know how to do so. This program is designed to give you practices to actually help you listen to your body and to help you practice listening to your body so that it becomes easy and natural to do. Why we need body wisdom. Our modern world is a busy, hectic place. We are often too busy to pay attention to our bodies. We are often disconnected by how we look at and approach our health. We are not taught to trust our own bodies. We are taught to trust the experts, not ask questions and treat isolated problems. While this is changing to some extent, and larger healthcare facilities are beginning to offer holistic approaches to health, change is slow. We can speed this process along by connecting with our body, building up our own intuition, and learning to communicate with our own bodies in a meaningful way. This program will help you collaborate with your medical care provider, and it will also help you build up the confidence and personal knowledge of your own body to challenge the medical system when it isn't actually serving you. Your doctor is the expert on the ailment, but you are the expert on your own experience. Feel free to take a deep breath when I do. Body wisdom and body esteem. We also need to come to terms with low body esteem, which is an epidemic in this country. Our media has ruined our ability to feel good about our own bodies. Our media has inundated us with twisted images and messages about what we need to look like to be pretty enough, happy enough, or good enough. It is a toxic formula that poisons our minds, starting almost from infancy. Despite progress over the generations for women's rights, the influence of our own perception has still been swayed simply by the images we are repeatedly exposed to on the TV, on social media, even in the checkout line. Our loved ones pick up these messages, and despite their best intentions, they often reinforce them. Women have it worse, but sadly, the messages men receive are almost catching up in their effect on body esteem. And the truth is that our body esteem affects our self-esteem and our ability to have body wisdom. The good news is that you can create higher body esteem and therefore higher self-esteem. You can also learn to recognize your self-esteem as separate from your body esteem. Improving your body esteem and self-esteem will also boost your own intuition, which will help you tune in to your body wisdom and reinforce all these improvements. It is a positive feedback cycle that makes you feel better and better. However, you do have to do the work. It might feel like an uphill battle in the beginning, but I promise that you will come out on top feeling more amazing than ever before. Aspects of this program are designed to make sure you are working to combat the body esteem ruining messages out there. The good news is that it is possible to turn this around. My client, CL, wrote down several affirmations and hung them on her mirror to start the process of feeling better about herself, and it worked. If she can do it, so can you. Here are some additional tips to help improve body esteem. Be really selective about your media. Avoid magazines that showcase unrealistic women's bodies. This includes gossip magazines, fashion magazines, and pretty much all mainstream women's magazines. Seek out body-affirming content instead. Unfortunately, it is very hard to find this content in almost any mainstream store, but you can seek it out and especially find opportunities online. Use affirmations regularly. There is hard science behind affirmations. The more we see, say, or think things, the more easily our minds absorb them. You can actually change your body esteem and self-esteem with words. Get the support you need to make sure you are taking health-aligned action in your life. My clients often struggle to make healthy choices, and a lot of it has to do with feeling misaligned in values and actions, or simply suffering low self-esteem or low body esteem that sabotages healthy choices. My program can help turn that around. Invest in yourself to feel your best, whether by signing up for one of my programs or simply getting a partner or best friend to do this program with you. You can also, of course, buy this audio program in the journal format, where you can take it even deeper by writing your answers. Whatever path that you choose, you do need support to succeed, so make sure that you surround yourself with the support you need. How to get the most out of this program. Think outside the body. I personally have gone through times in my life when I took ibuprofen more days than not. I took it for my neck, and then when my neck started feeling better, I took it for headaches. I knew there was a physical, muscular element to this, and I knew that I needed to gain strength, which has been taking me several years, although it is getting better. And for many years before this, I suffered neck pain. At first it was intermittent, but after my second son was born, it became chronic. For a long time, I kept saying it was caused by imbalanced muscles, and this was surely true, but it was only part of the story. I was also still recovering from the transition to parenthood. This process took much longer to understand and to cope with. In a bigger picture, more metaphorical sense, I was shouldering too much of a burden. Things were out of alignment. I needed more boundaries, better boundaries, more time alone, more time with friends, more ability to enjoy the time that I did spend with my family. This realization about my neck pain being caused by these other issues actually brought me much more balance in my life and ultimately led to resolve the pain more quickly than when I was just getting physical therapy. The physical therapy helped, but it felt like another item on my to-do list. And when I started to explore this question deeper, I knew that it was also about carrying a burden that was too great for me to carry. There was no specific event that caused this burden. It was simply that my life required too much of me. I had a hard time fulfilling the obligations, and parenthood was a big part of it. As it turned out, a lot of that burden I had put on myself, and as I began to take it off my own shoulders, no one else actually had to pick it up. I just had to set it down. There is no requirement that something bad happens in your life before you can say that there's just too much on your shoulders. Sometimes we're too hard on ourselves. Oftentimes we are. And there's nothing shameful in acknowledging that and beginning to make changes. My client, EL, battled unwanted weight her whole life. She counted calories. She worried about what she should be eating or what she shouldn't be eating all the time. And when she finally recognized that every part of that battle was actually founded on a childhood loss and how it affected her self-esteem, this coupled with extreme ignorance from her family regarding young women's bodies and body esteem, she was finally able to begin shedding the weight naturally without quote-unquote dieting anymore. If she could look beyond decades of misperception to see a bigger picture of who she was, I know you can too. Try to look beyond the physical and understand the meaning of your physical body in a bigger picture way. Think of it as a metaphor. A few tips to guide this process include these 4 points. Tightness very likely means you are feeling restrained in some aspect of your life. Pain usually means you are out of alignment with some core values. Being tired usually means not sleeping enough, but on a bigger picture, it means that you're maxed out. This is extremely common in today's modern world because we don't value rest or nourishment. Extra weight is almost always caused by stress, and it usually means you are stuck in old patterns that are retaining that stress. Tune into your body. Sit or lay down in a quiet place. It is important you are very comfortable and you will not be disturbed. It takes time to get to know our bodies, and we tend to not be able to do that when we are interrupted by the outside world, which of course includes our families. First thing in the morning or last thing of the day are usually the best times to create a body wisdom practice. It can be really hard to fit it in during our hectic days, so by tying it into something that you do every day that is already associated with quiet, you are more likely to succeed. The most common opportunity is sleep. So either before you go to sleep or right after you wake up. Creating a body wisdom practice can look like a lot of different things. You can do the journaling prompts. You can just sit and listen. You can lay down and tune into different body parts. It's really just about tuning into your body and gaining information from that process. Writing it down can help you continue to process and also more easily remember what you're learning from your body. Empower your mind. I am a strong believer in affirmations, and if you want to be successful with the Body Wisdom Program, I do strongly suggest that you write down affirmations and accomplishments every day. This is the mindset part of the work. It's really critical for your success. By reinforcing positive thoughts about yourself and your body, and by affirming them with daily accomplishments, you begin to feel more aligned with your values and your actions. This is actually the secret formula to sustained success. If you can commit to just doing these 2 journaling activities, writing down affirmations and writing down accomplishments, you will begin to see amazing progress and very quickly. One of my own coaches literally turned my life around by introducing me to mindset journaling. In just a few weeks, I noticed a difference in my attitude about all aspects of my life, and I continue the practice to this day. I often have clients and other women who have bought my journals share with me how this simple practice has changed their life. If we can do it, so can you. Remember, write an affirmation each day and write an accomplishment each day. An affirmation in this program is meant to be a simple sentence that affirms your personal goals and strengths. It is written repeatedly to cement it into your brain. This practice helps you believe in yourself and feel empowered even at times when you might otherwise be in doubt. You can also read and speak your affirmations. These are both wonderful ways to further enhance the positive effects your affirmation will have on your mindset. This program is created to guide you through the process of learning from your body and healing your body pain, both physical and emotional. Every aspect of this program was created with intention. It is based on my training as a health coach, my work with my clients, my degree in biology, and my lifetime of reading self-help books. I also did additional research on changing mindset, habits, and body perception in order to create this program. So, on the one hand, I ask you to trust the process and go along with each step. And, on the other hand, this is your program. It's personal. It represents your journey, and it's your opportunity to understand yourself and grow. So you can also decide to do things differently if you know another way will serve you better. In short, trust me, but trust yourself more. That is the ultimate goal anyway. We now are going to enter the prompts portion of the program. You may find that having a journal available to you will help you with some of these prompts. Of course, this program is available in journal format, which you can find on my website, allegralowenstein.com. You can also use a journal that you already have or any old tablet or book that you want to write in, even backs of old receipts if you really want to, but those might get lost. I want you to start this journal by setting I want you to start this journey by setting your intention. So take a few minutes and just write down everything you want to gain from this program. Write down things that you want to feel about your body or in your body. Write down things that you want to think to yourself when you look in the mirror. Don't doubt or second guess yourself. Just write down your dreams and your hopes. After you've done that, and it can be the same day or another day, even a few days later, I want you to go back and circle and put stars and exclamation points around the thoughts that you like the best. Which ones feel really important? And if they trigger doubt or fear, or they make you want to roll your eyes or even throw up, put them in parentheses or add a question mark. Don't scratch them out just yet. We really want to stay open to possibilities. Eventually, you're going to get down to one or maybe two or three, knowing that eventually you want to focus in on just one. Then play around with different versions. Write it out a few different times. I am proud of who I am. I make myself proud. I am proud of the way that I live my life. You don't want to focus too much on one aspect of who you are. For example, you wouldn't want to put, I am proud of the work that I do, because we want to open this up beyond something that invites external praise the way that a job does. It's really about validating who you are, and a job or work situation is only one part of that. So even if that's an important piece of who you are, make sure that you open up your affirmation beyond that part of you. When you get the one that just really makes you excited, perfect it, and that's the one I want you to write and say every single day. Project number two. I want you to sit down or lay down in a comfortable position and think of a place of pain or discomfort in your body, or even a body part that you disparage and think poorly of, a place that's tight or just uncomfortable, and ask your body, what do I need to know about this? What do I need to know about my tight shoulders, for example? And then sit quietly and let information come to you. If it feels judgmental, let it go. If it feels like something you should be thinking, acknowledge that and ask yourself if it's the truth. Just allow your body to give you more information. There's no right answer. A wandering mind is perfectly fine. If you think about other body parts, it's not a problem. Just let the information come to you. Prompt number 3. Sit or lay down in a comfortable place and remember a joyous experience in your life. What role did your body play? How did it make your body feel? Think of it. Let a smile wash over your face. Think of the other people involved. Let your mind wander. How did your body feel during that joyous time? Remember, you can always write your answers down afterwards, although you don't have to. And be sure to hit pause and take your time between these prompts. They're designed to be done one per day, but of course, you can do many in a row or spend several days in between. There's no right or wrong way. Just remember to take your time and let the information come to you. Prompt 4. Think again of that place in your body that is painful, uncomfortable, tight, or you just dislike it. Ask that body part, where did these negative feelings come from? Let your body answer. Let it take you to new information. Not just what you've always thought was the answer, but something else that's in there. Remember to always press pause when you need the time, as this audio goes straight through the prompts rather quickly. And of course, take the time that you desire to write any answers, if that helps you process or is valuable as a way of keeping the information for future reference. And it's always a good idea to take a deep breath. I'm gonna do it right now. Prompt number 5. What is the most amazing thing your body has done for you? This can be something profound, like creating a child, or it can be something a little more day-to-day that brings you great joy. Can you dance? Can you sing? Those are amazing things that your body does for you. Take your time to enjoy and appreciate those. Prompt 6. Is your body talking to you? It definitely is, whether or not you are listening. So think about a place in your body that might have been talking to you lately. Ask that body part, what are you trying to tell me? I know for me, my right hip has been telling me that I drive too much. And it's been telling me that for a long time. Unfortunately, we can't always change our habits right away. But it's still good to know, so I can stretch it and nourish it as much as possible to make up for the extra work that it does when I sit in the car. What has your body been telling you? Even if you can't change it, you can honor and appreciate it. And our final prompt for this audio series, prompt number 7. What makes your body feel good? Drinking a cup of hot tea? Drinking a cup of cool water? Laying in the sun? A cool breeze? A massage? A facial? A manicure? A pedicure? Smelling fresh flowers? Moving, working, mowing the lawn? Dancing, doing yoga, laying on the sofa. There are so many things we can do to make our body feel good. And at the heart of cultivating body wisdom is honoring some of those. What makes your body feel good? And how can you honor your body? For the full 40 days of prompts, you can purchase my journal on my website, allegralowenstein.com. And of course, at amazon.com with free Prime shipping.